Blog Talk Radio.
For a minute, I kind of miss him. Hi, Luco.
Hey, what's up?
He's one of those rapture-centrics that has to work still. I know Tana works all the time, but yet somehow she makes it. I'm just kidding, Luco.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. No, but so how's your day, Luco Cuco?
Oh, it's been good. Tiring.
Yeah, because
people
you
are just angry for no reason, I swear.
Oh, yeah, like at home, they're like all upset,
yeah.
Aren't they?
There's like people that are just happy, and there's people that scare me. Yeah.
I used to be so embarrassed when I was a kid. My mom would yell at all of the people that worked at the stores. Like, I never wanted to go to the mall with her because she was one of those psycho people that just would yell at people for no reason. And, and so... I'm not kidding. That's a true story. So I know there's people out there that just, they take all of their anger out at the employee at Home Depot. I've seen it.
I know.
Oh,
like this one guy, he looked like a satanic farmer. I'm not even kidding. He like came up, like didn't even say anything to me. He just kind of looked at me, and I'm just like, "Is this on a Home Depot account?" And he just looked at me, and I was like, "All right, I'll take that as a no." It's like they scare me.
Oh.
Seriously, he had a freaky shirt on and everything, dude. Like you could see like half his hairy chest. He had like overalls, and he was like really hairy. I'm serious. He looked like a farmer you'd see in a movie that like kidnap babies or something. That's what he looked like.
Whenever I see mean people giving cashiers and different people that work at the stores a hard time and I'm like watching the whole thing, I always stick up for the people that they're giving a hard time to, and I'm like, you're doing a great job. Oh, that's awesome. And I like it, but in the conversation and stuff like that, I just have an overwhelming need. But I love shady characters. Like this guy, the satanic farmer guy, I think I would have liked him, though. Because I do. I'm drawn to like that. I am. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Another funny thing happened today. Apparently this guy, he went and got like an energy drink when he walked in the store. And he was like drinking it throughout the store. Okay. Like, so people saw him do it, you know? And so they let me know. But the thing is he came to me while he was already drinking it. And at the end, after done bringing all this stuff up, I'm like, hey, can I scan that real quick? And he was like, I forgot to give that to you. And it's like, yeah, you're already drinking it, Tubbs. It was just so funny because I felt like a secret agent or something. It's like he had no idea that I already knew. So he felt really awkward.
So embarrassing, like the whole store is on alert that he opened up. That's crazy.
I know.
What?
That's how bored Home Depot people are.
Like,
oh, guys, let's
really
go track down this guy. He opened up an energy drink. So follow him.
Remind me not to do that in Home Depot because, like, I do that in stores, but I don't think anyone's watching me. But I pay for it always, but I always open my food and stuff. And, you know, the last time I went to Home Depot, I was buying a staple gun for our end-of-the-world sign. I was like, really, that's when we, you know, the Lord told us to make a sign and march around our town. We did it for 2 days straight and up and down saying the rapture is today, 2013. So that was my last trip in Home Depot. That's making me laugh. I spent $35 on a freaking staple gun because I'm like, well, it's the end of the world. Who cares? Like, I didn't really need to buy it, but I got, like, a really nice one, and I still laugh about it because I come home and my sister was cracking up. She's like, okay, you're making this little sign on a wooden stick, and you need to have, like, this heavy-duty staple gun. Like, we laugh about all the things we've done. Like, we do. My son and I will laugh. The other day, he goes, Mom, we're such jackasses. Can you believe we did that? I mean, we walked miles around our town telling people.
Saying it's today.
Yeah. we laugh about it. Like, we do because it's funny if you think of all the things we did. We continue to do stupid things, but I have to say I still have that staple gun, and I have never used it. And I was like, well, if I would have known, Jesus, you were going to wait this long to get here, I would not have spent almost $40 on a staple gun.
Yeah.
Now you just have to have staple projects around the house just for the heck of it.
I know.
Just go staple
things
for no reason, Judy.
Yeah, staple stuff to trees, you know, or whatever.
Like, go up to your wall and be like, oh, we're leaving anyway. I'm just going to, like, staple a picture into the wall with staples.
Yeah.
Do that.
Oh my God, maybe I will and I'll make a video of it. That's so funny, you guys.
Staple instructions, end of the world instructions, staple and end of the world instructions all around the house. Like, you know, there's.
But you have to, like, write the instructions with the staples. Like, you're going to have to use, like, 30,000 staples to do it, though.
You guys are making me laugh. That's funny. You know, I will also tell people if, you know, feel free to use the staple gun to kill yourself, too, because you're in the Great Trib. Nah, I'm playing.
Oh,
I'm playing.
Dude, that's a good idea. Like, put it to your forehead. Like,
ah! That's a horror movie right there.
I still think cyanide is the best idea I've had so far.
Yeah.
Hey, Luca, did you feel that earthquake over there right by you?
Did I see the earthquake?
Did you feel the earthquake today?
Oh. No, I did not.
It was a 3.5, like right by where you live.
Oh, I didn't feel anything.
That's good.
No, it's not.
Judy,
I wanted to feel an earthquake.
Judy felt it.
I felt.
I wish it was bigger.
It was actually really big. I was at my kitchen still in chat, and I felt the chair moving and the floor underneath me moving, and it was pretty substantial.
Ooh.
And I don't know if it was the Oregon one, because we had several in California. So it might be a combination of both, but it was very cool.
Yeah, I wish there was a huge earthquake over here. That'd be cool.
I want to welcome Keith and wonderful Grandma Pat and
hi guys.
Jojo Greta.
Hi Joe. Hi Grandma. Hi Mama Pat.
Hi sweeties.
You're not my mama.
Hey everyone.
Here's my
dad.
Grandma.
Hi love.
I'm about to.
It's your own grandma.
Hey,
Alana.
She's my mama.
Yeah. My mama. That's in the chat room. So, okay, I want to read my amazing Alana. I get high, all right, off of her stuff. So let me read my little box from Alana. A couple of them.
I'm a
do I sniff it?
She's my bae. Okay. Let's see. I have to be careful which ones I read. Some of them are too bad. You guys couldn't handle them. They couldn't
too
handle
bad.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can't handle her deep waters, I don't think. Alana's a shady character. That's why I like her.
You're a shady character, Judy.
Okay, Alana, can I read it? The scripture flip that blew your mind?
Yeah, but I have to tell you that we were made in the shade.
Oh!
So I can be shady, okay, because I got many sets.
You say we were made in the shade?
Yeah, I was made in the shade. The shadow
okay.
came across the deep. Yes, it was deep. I'm playing with you.
Moving on.
I'm just talking mad. I'm talking mad.
Right?
Oh, it's time to go.
She's talking smack because right when she said that, when Alana said we were made in the shade, I saw a vision of her drinking a pina colada in the shade under a palm tree. That was cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Did you like pina coladas?
Hey, you
oh, God,
that
come get us.
Alana, okay, here it goes. Okay, so here it goes. She's like, scripture flip blew my mind because I was disappointed this morning. Da na na na. You believe she said she was disappointed? Okay, Numbers 13. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. Okay, so that's the scripture flip. Ready? Now here's Alana's thoughts. Confirming to me that he is my husband, but only his will be done. I submit to his will. I felt it in my soul. Now you are ready. This is a hard one, but one that binds me to the heart of the church. I stand fast in prayer for the church, for the people of the planet, for the salvation of all the inhabitants of heaven and earth. Bam, I just got whacked. You are free to, oh, she's telling me, okay, blah, 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 blah. And I love the way she ends it. Okay. Holding all in prayer and supplication, in confidence and in blessed hope. Clock says 5:55, a number up from the fours. Peace to you and much unreasonable love, Alana.
Hmm.
Anyone get blessed by that? I did.
Hmm.
Unreasonable love. What? That's a good way to start your day, huh? Bay throwing that up on you?
Kidding everybody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just a good way, Bay, to get your blood going in the morning, you know?
I have been doing a flip for 40 years. Come fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 40 years, you guys. Alana's no... I'm trying to tell you right here. I told you we got this church of champions. God said this church is full of leaders and champs in the faith. Okay, just because we're rapture retards, I mean, don't let it fool you. Just because Luca's drooling right now, and you know.
I'm actually eating cookies, not drooling. Sorry.
Pass them around.
I'm drooling inside my mouth.
Yeah. Carol, you should call in and talk about what you saw on Hagee. Carol's all excited in the chat room, acting like a jackass, talking about the blood moons. And so I want Carol to call, because I'm losing all your script. You're talking so fast, which is awesome. But then it goes up to the top, and then I can't access it. And so you should call in and tell us what you're – it's cool. Everyone's excited. I feel the rush. I'm excited. God spoke to me and my son today, and he told us one line. He said, oh, Luco has an announcement. Okay, Luco, go.
Oh, okay. It's what I already told you this morning, but I wanted to go into more detail. But, like, so last night I was hanging out with some friends, and me and a friend were on a walk, and I walked by the church I grew up in, and they have one of those light-up signs out front, you know? And so, basically, I looked, and the first thing I saw, it said, April, this is what the sign said, it said April 13th, and then it had the word drama right after that, but when I first looked, I saw Obama, not drama. I was like, Obama? And then I was like, oh, drama. So it was like April 13th, Obama drama. And I was like, is God, like, speaking to me through this sign? And then I looked over, and the name of the drama just happened to be called The 12th Hour.
Wow.
So apparently there's Obama drama on the 13th. He didn't say if that was, like, the rapture date, but I talked to Joe this morning, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's the day the peace treaty is getting signed. That seems like some Obama drama to me. And I just thought it'd be funny because, like, what if the peace treaty got signed on the 13th and the rapture happens on the 15th?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I like that.
Like, either way, God was, like, totally, like, talking to me through that sign. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So,
that's
yeah.
Cool. That was a big flirt. God, that's a big flirt by God right there. Thanks for sharing that. That's so cool.
Yep.
I love that kind of flirt. Does anyone on the line that's on the line, everyone's unmuted, does anyone have a fresh flirt from the Lord to share? Don't worry, Chris. I'll tell you what God told me and my son. But does anyone have a flirt before I tell you how God flirted with us today?
Well, I don't have anything like, but I was just lying, taking my nap, and I felt the Spirit, like, twice, like, come upon me, like, just envelop me twice. I was like, awesome.
And when was that?
I'm like, that was just, like, right before the show. When I was, like, a half hour before, twice. And I'm like, I'm ready to go, Lord, translate me now. It felt like my whole body was, like, tingly, getting ready to, like, go somewhere. I'm like, I'm ready, take me.
Hold on, that's amazing, because remember, Tana, you were just in chat the other night saying you didn't feel anything, remember?
Yeah, I mean, I feel stuff like that, but I don't feel like what you and Rhea were talking about. But yes, I feel that, like, a lot lately. A lot I've been just lying down, whether going to bed or taking a nap, and I'll, like, feel what I felt today happen. I've been feeling it a lot, so, you know, I'm like, he's working on my body. He's, like, getting it all ready for the translation. But, yeah, it's cool. I mean, I like when I feel that. It's so awesome. So that's flirting.
Thanks
with me. You're welcome. You're welcome for sharing.
Thanks for sharing that flirt. I love hearing that. I mean, I really, it's so cool. All you need is a fresh flirt from God to, like, get you all pumped up and have a good day. I mean, at least that works for me.
Yeah, and every time that happens, I'm like, oh, we're going. I'm going now. So I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Take me. Thank you. And no, I'm still here.
So are we.
That's right. Oh, and Rhea's getting that tingly thing, too, going on. And let's let Leah on the line. Puppet show Leah. Awesome, amazing Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, guys.
I love Leah's voice. Laugh. And her voice, though. Her voice is cool.
Thank you. That's funny. I can tell you, this morning I was talking to the Lord, and I was asking him, like, what did he want me to do for him today, and just kind of, you know, what did he want to show me and what did he want to tell me about things that were going on. And then later on during the day, you know, I'm, like, sitting there, and I was, like, trying to read something. And I'm, like, tired because it was, like, on my break from, like, work, and I'm, like, falling asleep. And, like, you know, as I'm reading, though, I can still feel, like, the spirit, like, on me, and it's, like, this tingly feeling that I get, like, and I notice, like, it's just an undeniable feeling. And so I'm, like, getting it, but I'm still tired, and I'm, like, falling asleep. And it was so funny because, like, he would send, like, this weird shock, like, down my leg to, like, wake me up every time I would start to fall asleep. It was so funny. Because he was like, you know, this is what I asked for. Like, pay attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, like, he let me sleep for a little bit before he, like, woke me up again. And then I was like, okay, I can finish now.
He does that. I know.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a good one right there. That's a good flirt.
Yep. He does that.
You know, Luke, okay, you guys, God, okay. You know how there's many different names for God? All right. I want everyone to tell me what their personal name for God is. You know, like, it doesn't, anything. Just tell me if you and God have a pet name or a personal name. Okay, so you guys know mine is Boo, Boo Boo, but he's also a shady character, okay, and I'm not going to lie, so, but anyway, does anybody, oh, we have a Skype caller, hold on. Hello, is this Red X from the UK? Oh, wait, she can only listen, that's right, because there's no Wi-Fi. Okay, cool, Red X is listening, she can't be in chat, she's moving in her new place, she'll be all settled in Wednesday, and she'll join everyone in chat, okay, so she's supposed to say hi to everybody. So anyone on the line have a name you want to tell us?
I just call him my sweet, sweet Jesus is what I call him.
You what?
My sweet, sweet Jesus is what I call him.
I thought you said sweet pea.
No.
I just thought that was cute.
Whenever I
you
say that,
you guys want to know what I call him? You'll never guess.
Dad?
Yep.
No. I call him, ready? Okay, Lord.
Oh, that's original.
That's awesome. You're so clever. You two have a great relationship. Just kidding.
That's bad, Lisa. I do the same thing.
Oh, we got to go.
Me and Leah, see, we know where it's at. See, you guys can call him your, you know, Ba or whatever, but no.
I just call him my love. I just say my love all the time, my love, you know. I do. I call him my love. No.
You know, I hope Alana didn't hear you call him your Ba.
It's Bay, Luco. It's Bay. Like baby.
Bay. I know. I just call it Ba.
Luco's so funny.
I really think the rapture's today because I'm extra giggly, and it's all about me. The rapture's all about me, so we're leaving today because I'm extra giggly. Hey,
Judy, I'm going to come slap you when I get to heaven.
Oh, okay, Carol said she doesn't have a personal name for him, so, like, Yeah, I'm pretty sure that means you're not getting raptured.
I'm going to call him Jesus.
She says she calls him Precious Jesus, according to chat.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's so boring.
I'm going to call him my darling.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm kidding.
I want. I bet Sherry would call in. I bet she has a more shady name for him. Come on, people. Somebody
Rhea,
call in.
Rhea calls him her prince. My prince.
That's nice. Cool, prince. I love prince. I love
my
prince.
Fairy prince.
I used to have a crush on Prince in high school. Purple Rain.
Are you serious? No. Oh, I listened to that song last night.
I love that Prince's music. Yeah, Purple Rain's one of my favorite songs. It's one of them. I like When Doves Cry. Anyway, yeah. That's funny.
I like Kiss. The song Kiss. He sounds so gay in that song. Yeah, you can't even sing as high as him. Okay, it's good.
Oh, I was just kidding. Said boring. Carol, please. I love that he's your precious Jesus. You know me. I'm a rapper.
Dude, you think that's boring? Me and Leah call him Lord.
Yeah.
That's very formal.
Yeah. And Rhea calls him her fairy tale prince, which is cool. But remember, Carol, I'm a rapture hag. I'm a stay-at-home hag. All I do is wait for the Lord to come. So, you know, I sometimes do. I mouth off, you know. Don't mind me, Carol. I know. It's cool. Just because I need some more exciting names for him. All right? I hope somebody gets some more exciting. Anyway, that's all I have
Judy,
to say.
Judy, you should totally, like, call the Lord your precious and say it in, like, a golden voice so you're all like, no, precious. You know, like he does in the movie. Which is so funny.
Carol's going to call up.
Because you're a rapture hag.
I know, right? You're right. But Carol's going to call up and defend Jesus because I'm going to make her mad because she needs to call in and share about her John Hagee Blood Moon gig. Hey,
I don't even know who John Hagee is. Okay.
Okay. I want to welcome Stacy to the chat room. I love you, Stacy. I love you, blah, 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 blah. Carol and Gemma. Gemma, are you crying today? I hope you are. I love it when you cry. Chris, Luco, double multitasker, Nick, Alana, which is no show, 195 is Alana, Reina, Rojo, Roman, Tana, Rhea. And we have a bunch of guests that I haven't kicked out yet. Guests, you have 15 minutes to make yourself a fake name. Carol's not going to call in. Fine. I'm going to make fun of
your precious. My precious Jesus.
Dude, you are a hag.
Listen, you guys. Okay, I have been home for 137 days now, waiting for the Lord to get here. I had a bunch of false flags. You know, it's all good. I'm still sane, but I'm allowed to be a little crazy, okay? I'm just playing, you guys. All right, so today, I love Judas, okay? And the thing that, like, nobody loves Judas in the Bible, okay? And, well, I don't know. Does anyone on the line like Judas? Be honest. You guys all hate him because he betrayed Jesus? Does anyone on the line like Jesus? Be honest. Do you like Judas?
Well, there's two Judases. There's Judas, who's awesome, and then there's Judas Iscariot, who kind of betrayed the Lord.
Betrayed Jesus. Okay, that Judas. Does anyone
Judas
like
Iscariot.
Him?
I never really thought about whether I liked him or not. I always just, like... I just always knew that he betrayed Jesus, and that was that. I never was like, do I like him or do I not like him?
I don't like him for betraying Jesus, but I do have compassion. I feel sorry for him because he felt badly after what he did and realized what he did after.
Yeah, he hung himself.
But he hung himself, you know.
I have compassion.
His intestines fell out of his body, I remember.
So... I don't hate him, but I mean that was what he was supposed to do. So he was the one that was supposed to do that. So
He didn't.
Do you think
it,
Judas
you know?
Is in heaven or in hell?
That's up
okay,
to God.
That's my point.
I don't know.
Okay, this is what God told me in John today. Chris Slaughter's waiting for it. So John and I were discussing Judas and how much I love him because he's a shady character. And I made a video about it. And on and on and on. And so Nate and I, or little John, Nate Jr. and I were discussing Judas, and we watched a little Bible movie on it, a little like 5-minute YouTube, and then we read it in the Bible. And boom, God tells us. He says, so we said straight up, so God, did Judas make it to heaven? And God said, he told me and John, he said, you're about to find out in the blink of an eye.
Wow.
What he told us. It was so
I'll take it as a yes.
He just said, you're about to find out. Well, when we asked him if Michael Jackson made it, he said yes. Okay, some people he tells us yes, actually told us no. And then, but this person, he said, you're about to find out, which I think it's because it's today. The rapture's today. Yes. The tribulation is today. But that was just cool because I told God my gut sense is that I know I'm right. I know he made it. I know he did. But you'll listen to my video. You'll see why. I think he made it. I like shady characters. RCC is full of shady characters. Everybody on the line is pretty shady, if you ask me. And, you know, we're making... Look at all the Bible characters, you guys. They're so shady. Tell me one Bible character that wasn't shady. Tell me one.
Dude, they all have a weird thing. Like, for example, Paul used to, like, kill Christians. That's pretty shady.
Yeah.
David, he, like, friggin', like, killed a dude and, like, had a baby with his wife. That's pretty shady. Let's see.
What about Joseph?
Like what Chris Lauder said. Joseph wasn't that shady.
Yeah, what about Joseph? Yeah, he wasn't that shady.
He just got picked on his whole life.
Yeah. Okay, so we found one out of the whole Bible. Good job,
well,
Chris.
Well, Mary. You can go with
and, Mary. Yeah, Mary. Oh, dude, Mary. Oh, yeah. She's dangerous. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't shady.
No, yeah. Let's see. Jesus wasn't very shady. Well, actually, no. He was kind of shady. In a good way, though.
Yeah.
But what about John the Baptist?
Oh, dude, John the Baptist was a complete shady dude. Oh, my goodness. He was, like, eating bugs and stuff.
Oh, that's okay. That's not shady. He was just,
That's shady.
He was very holy.
He lives in the wilderness eating locusts that birds give to him.
That
I find that kind of shady.
That was different.
But that's not how that's
I mean... Saying.
No, that's not shady.
He was eclipsed weird. But it's not scandalous. He was weird, but he wasn't shady meaning kind of
even,
like, you know.
Even John, the guy that wrote Revelation was shady. He like lived in a cave by himself on some island.
That's not shady. He lived in the shade.
Dude, but God only uses pretty much shady people.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, he doesn't like go out. He didn't use like the most popular people. He went and found like the no names of the world and used them.
Noah was shady. He was like a few
today.
Hundred years old. That's kind of shady to me.
No different today.
Exactly.
Enoch.
Yeah,
there you go. Enoch wasn't shady. There you go.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he didn't have a chance to be shady because he got. He got the easy way out. He just went.
It's Elijah.
Like, how many years did Enoch live? He lived quite a many.
Oh, yeah, true.
Was Elijah shady?
No.
He did fly away. And didn't he fly away in a chariot of fire?
That's just different.
That's kind of shady.
No, it isn't.
I'm kidding.
That's not awful.
Yeah, right.
I said I'm kidding, people.
I know,
you guys
I know.
So
we hear you. That's not shady.
No.
It's definitely not shady. It's like the complete opposite. That's like right. That's like sunny, not shady.
Sunny, exactly.
Like a chariot of fire.
And that's what we're going
to do. Yay. Were Adam and Eve shady? Yeah, they were pretty. Yeah, they're like talking to snakes and stuff. That's kind of weird.
I'm trying to figure out at RCC who's shady and who isn't. I'm pretty sure everyone in this church is shady. Maybe Pat's not. Maybe she's not shady. Maybe Michelle isn't shady.
Who's the shadiest? That's what we got to figure out.
I think we played a game the other day, pretty much. I think we found out who won that game.
Oh, no, that's for late night chat sessions. That's PG-13 rated.
So we're not telling what happened, but we did find some shady stuff out.
Yeah, that's not...
shady stuff there. Chris Slaughter in the chat room wants us to go on to the next subject. And, why don't you call in?
Yeah, you could tell us the next subject after you call in.
Did anybody see Jamie's daughter's dream about the rapture and stuff, the phones ringing and the evil talking on the phone and all that stuff? Did anybody read that?
Who?
Jamie.
Oh, that's Jamie. The mean Jamie. No, I'm not judging. I'm just saying he was mean. That's all I'm saying. Okay, anyway.
Oh, no, it was very, very interesting about his daughter had a dream about October 8th or something. I don't know. So you can, go listen. I listened to it quickly, but it was just very interesting. Yeah. Here it is, my daughter's dream. It was like 6 hours ago he put it on. Yeah. Stamheating, yeah.
So she was saying in October?
Something about she was dreaming and the phones were ringing and then they went off and then this mean man appeared and I guess he was like the Antichrist and they were talking about something about October. The month October came to it. You have to go and listen to it. It's a little hard to understand, but it's strange, you know. And he's saying don't take his word for it and he's not setting dates and stuff, but... one of the blood moons is October 8th. I think it's this October. I don't know, but it's all about that. So when you get a chance, go listen to it. You know, you have to use your own mindset or whatever or ask for discernment on it. You know, I just listened to it quickly because it was just before I came on, but it was interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so the whole point of bringing up the whole shady thing is to talk about, you know, we talk about love all the time, but I want you to embrace your shady side, okay? Embrace your shady side because, see, love wins. But if you're at war with your shady side, there's, you know, an internal struggle always, it gets burdensome. But, see, let love win. Let the Judas in you, be loved. Let the betrayer in you, because we've all betrayed Christ. Anyone says they haven't has. And just let love win. Let that's what, you know, my Judas was conquered by love, by receiving God's love. So I embraced my Judas rather than being ashamed of it or hiding for it or running, I just embraced every side of me. I told God, I just loved me, my whole self 5 years ago when he told me to love myself 100%. And so then, you know, all the shady stuff began to look less shady when I embraced it. And then eventually, you know, the Judas left. Anyway, I wanted to pretend like I had a deep meaning so we could talk garbage about people in the church.
Yeah, their excuse for talking trash.
No,
hey,
but,
it's good enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but some of the things, okay, but it is true, though. Like, one of the ways we learn to love each other more is by talking about our shady side. Because let me tell you something. When we were in late night chat the other night, we were playing a game, about five or six of us, and we were talking about, like, the shadiest things we've done, but we didn't use the word shady. We were calling it like confession. But you know, in the middle
we're
of that stuff,
calling it naughty.
Yeah, and it was really fun. I mean, Joe was playing it, Tana, Bill. It was Roman. I mean, we were having some great confessionals because what it did by talking about this stuff that's so bad that we did, you know, it shows you how funny it is when you really talk about it. But see, when we you keep things hidden, and it seems so big, but once you actually talk about it, like, that's why the Bible says confess your sins one to another that you may be healed. Once you start talking about it, it's like, that was silly. Like, I thought that was so bad. And anyway, I'm not trying to glorify the
Hey, you guys all called me an a-hole, okay?
I did not. I did not.
Okay, Tana didn't.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, if you ever go to late night chat and play confession game with us, you can. We play other games too. But I actually found a lot of glory in that game. It was actually very Holy Spirit filled and inspired and fun. And, you know, it just shows us where God has taken us. I mean, Roman's story was hilarious. Roman had a lot of shady stuff. And I mean, listen, did you see Roman's two videos he put out today about having faith and
Dude.
Walking on water? I mean,
oh, I thought you were
talking
about the one where he was all like, uncrooked, oh. I saw that video.
Made,
I was like, whoa.
Roman made two amazing videos that I posted to my channel, and they are about faith. He's trying to walk on water. I do it too, and that's so cool. I never met anyone else that tried to do that. So I've tried to do it for years. I still do it. We did it recently even, and because we have a pool. And so I've always sunk, but he did it twice. He made two videos. But, you know, he's a shady character, and he's trying to walk on water. Who does he think he is? Well, because he knows that the Judas in him has been won over by love, and he's embraced who he is, and he knows that he's going to walk. He's going to keep doing it. He has this canal by his house, and you guys should watch the videos. It was really cool, and he kept trying, and then he talked some profound lessons about faith, you know, and it was really good. And, yeah, go ahead and think he's insane if you want, but if you read your Bible, real faith looks insane. So if you ask me, he's right on track.
Well, I mean, dude, yeah, I really think he would have been a lot safer in the bathtub. I mean, I don't know why he had to go out in the pouring rain. Muddy water. I mean, he took his feet dirty, you know? I mean, I just...
No, it proves the faith you have, really. Like, for example, would God bless you more if you showed faith in like a bathtub or like in the Arctic Ocean? You know, I'm pretty sure like if I had enough faith to try doing it in the Arctic Ocean, God would like, I think He would bless that more than like in a nice warm bathtub.
Okay, well, I just want to confess that I am totally goody two-shoes. I grew up a missionary kid. Never did anything shady in my life.
So
right?
Naughty.
Absolutely. I mean, I was never even naughty. I mean, I never even got shanking. I mean, come on. But, so, you know, I only like G-rated conversation. So,
Chris,
God did in my vision yesterday. Guess
what?
I'm excited to know this. Well,
nope.
This is, you know, after reminiscent of Lupo. And so, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. God was, you know, standing there in his heavenly glory, and he dropped his pants. You know, and that just didn't keep my vision of God exactly very well.
Oh, wait a second. Wait, God dropped his pants?
He was, He was just proven.
Oh, I thought you were going to, like, say, I thought, like, you were going to be like, God told me Luca is wrong and Luca needs to calm down. That's what I thought you were going to do. Okay.
I'm just kidding. So, I'm just saying that God has a very good sense of humor. And I thought
he
you
sure
guys
does. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay. That's, like, really cool. That's so cool.
So now God's waving his wand and doing cartwheels. So, yeah, hope it's soon.
Hey, Chris, I know why you were thinking the bathtub, because I went there, too, when he was out there getting all muddy and dirty, because we're moms, and I'm thinking he's going to ruin his shoes. I know that's where you were thinking. Like, why? Just thinking in my head, why doesn't he do this with some flip flops on instead of, huh? Right, Chris?
sure. You know, I could have thought of some easier ways to do it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of shady, we should eat Jesus' body and drink his blood and enjoy
wow.
as a church and be a cannibal and just enjoy our Jesus Christ who was broken and bled for us to give us what we have right now, which is tremendous peace, joy, faith, and love for him and one another. And let's just give him thanks. Who wants to do communion? I'm not doing it.
Nose goes. Last person to touch your nose has to do it.
I can do it again if you want, or somebody else can. I don't care.
Good.
All right, Tana's doing
it. Go for it.
It.
That person does it.
All right, everybody got their air elements ready? I'm trying to find some scripture here. Chat amongst yourselves. The topic is, why do you love Jesus? I'm just kidding. All right. So let's first of all thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to thank you for allowing your body to take upon all of our disease, all of our sickness and oppression and poverty. And we want to thank you for allowing your blood to be shed for the washing away of all our sins, transgressions, and iniquities. And so, therefore, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So everyone take your bread and break it and give thanks and eat your bread, representing his body. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Everyone take your cup representing his blood and drink it. "But whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless heart, sleep alone tonight. Spending all my life on the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. And love
let's all offer up, everybody's unmuted, let's just all offer up a praise of thanksgiving to the Lord for who he is. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your mighty presence in our life. We thank you for your unending love. We thank you that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We thank you that you are the Lord that is shaking the earth. 125 earthquakes in 10 hours today. You indeed are coming, mighty King, Lion of the tribe of Judah, and we worship you. We worship you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you've done in my life. Thank you for loving me no matter what, unconditionally. Thank you for all the blessings you've put upon my life, known and unknown. Thank you for all the times you protected me, known and unknown. I just love you so much, and I cannot wait to see you. I praise you. I worship you every day of my life, every hour, every second, every minute. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Light of the world, you step down into your darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, also highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, and for love's sake became poor. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above.
Father, I just want to praise you for all that you do, all that you are, because you are so wonderful and so worthy of our love, adoration, and praise, not because of the things that you give, but just because of who you are, because you are love, you are mercy, you are grace, you are justice, you are righteousness, you are holiness. And I just want to thank you for waking me up this morning, waking up all of my friends and all of my family and giving us another day to be able to love you and to worship you and to feel your love right now, not having to wait for it, but just having the access to you, having the access to heaven, just having the access to love, forgiveness, mercy, and grace. And we thank you for all that you are and all the love and all the joy that you pour out on each and every one of us, every minute of every day.
Amen. Wow.
In the name of Jesus, we take authority over all sickness. It, in RCC, as a body, we believe. We're going to unite our faith and our prayers to believe that you want to heal everyone, body, soul, and spirit, in this church before you take us, glorify us a little more today than we were yesterday until you come to take us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your glorification in our bodies. We thank you for your healing. We take authority over every sickness and disease, and we say, be gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We drive out every evil spirit, every demon, every affliction, in Jesus' name, must be gone. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody wanna pray and agree for healing in the church? Or that could be it.
Well, just saying, I agree with everything Judy said, and I just lift up the whole RCC, as Judy was saying, lift up the whole RCC, and thank you, Jesus, that we are all healed from the top of our heads to the tips of our toes, all cells perfectly aligned, all disease, affliction, heartache, emotional pain is gone in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it is all gone and fled from our bodies, because by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed, and we are hanging on that promise of in your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Whoever two or more are gathered in your name, Lord Jesus, it is so. So in Jesus' name we agree, and it is so.
Amen. Absolutely so.
I'll say prayer. I agree with that. And Lord, we thank you for manifesting our healing 2,000 years ago. Lord, we know that Jesus on the cross, you paid for all the stripes that you took, Lord, to represent each disease. There's 21 stripes, 21 diseases that the medical community recognizes. And those are all the diseases anybody could have had. We know that those were taken off of us, Lord. All of our illnesses we put on the cross, and we exchange it for perfect health. We know that your word says that we are already healed, so we ignore any thoughts of doubt, and we cast those out in Jesus' name. And any symptoms, we don't look at the symptoms. We don't look at our feelings, Lord. We just look at your word. And your word says that by your stripes we are already healed. So that means the healing is in our bodies, Lord, and by faith we turn on the electricity switch and activate that right now, Lord, so it's manifested in our bodies. We walk around focusing on the fact that your word says that we are already healed. So everyone in the church that's going through emotional issues or physical, mental, any kind of issues or stress in their life, healing, we know that healing and salvation are the same word in the Bible, Lord. It represents the word sozo. When it says that we were saved, it means sozo. Salvation is sozo. Sozo, the Greek word, Lord, we know means healed, whole. So it's the same thing. Healing and wholeness, salvation, all mean the same. So Jesus, we know you died for our sins, our sickness, and our death. And we cash in on those promises right now. We walk around, we hold the ticket to our health, Lord, to our heavenly departure and the rapture, and any forgiveness of our sins. And we know those are good as gold, good as money in the bank. We thank you for that, Lord. And all glory be to you, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
He just said something to me. I'll read it to you.
Please do.
Yeah. He says, do not be discouraged, my children. No matter what you see or feel, stay in the hope of my love. I am always by your side. I see all. I feel every emotion. Cast all your cares on me. Tell me everything. Never be afraid. How can I stress enough that I am always with you? Trust, believe, be my love. I just got that.
That's beautiful. Can you read that again?
Sure. Do not be discouraged, my children. No matter what you see or feel, stay in the hope of my love. I am always by your side. I see all. I feel every emotion. Cast all your cares on me. Tell me everything. Never be afraid. How can I stress enough that I am always with you? Trust, believe, be my love.
Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Roman has a name in the chat. You are my dear children. I love you all so much. Your time has all come to be with me. Now is the time. Come to me. I want to be with you. I can no longer wait. I need you here with me.
Amen.
Oh,
wow.
Jesus gave that to Roman in chat.
Beautiful.
Thank you for reading that, Tana. We have Blah on the phone. Blah, would you like to... We're so glad you called. Maybe we'll even get spoiled and you'll play a song for us.
Yes, please.
No, that won't happen. I'm sorry.
I shouldn't. I'm just glad he called. Sorry.
Oh, what's going on?
Hi, Blah.
Hi, Blah.
Hello.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
No, we're just hanging out. That's what's going on, you know, talking
you,
about...
You guys aren't in the middle of a radio show or anything? You know?
Nah. It's
girl,
hey, Blah,
what's... Yeah, what's this, like, about a rapture?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like details are sketchy, so...
Like shady? Or is it shady?
I don't know about shady, but, you know, there's some question marks in a lot of places, so... Hmm.
Oh, all the right places.
Yeah. Mm. So I guess I was sort of calling to see if, I don't know, I was told it would be a good idea to call because I had a kind of a weird dream this afternoon. So, anyway.
Oh, in the afternoon? You had a dream in the afternoon?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Whoa, what was that?
Gotcha.
Stop it. You're making so much noise.
Yeah, Blah.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe I upset the dog.
No. They just know he just came back from the vet, so he's not a happy camper. Stop
crawling.
Stop.
Okay, I'll just start sharing. So this afternoon I had a dream.
No,
and
I'm sorry.
Dreaming,
go ahead. Mute me because it's cuckoo here.
Oh, it's okay. While I was dreaming, I had a dream within that dream. So, and while I was dreaming, I don't know, I kind of felt like somebody was there, and I sort of woke up. This is in the dream. And I looked over, and there was a man there. And I saw what he looked like, but anyways, it kind of went blurry. And by the time I got up to go look around my place, he was gone. So it's kind of like he led me to the front door. When I get to the front door, I look over. There's a note kind of wedged in between, you know, the little crevice of the door. And so I pull out the note, and I read the note, and it was sort of a notice. It said, what did it say? It was like a notice, like, of a party, I think it said, like, a children's party or festival. I can't remember exactly, but that's what it said. And it said that the day was today, and on the back of the note, there were two, you know, pennies taped to the back of it, which I thought was weird. I was like, why did they put pennies on the back of this note? So once I started reading the note, it was like I was walking towards the back of my place, and then it's like it changed, and it was like the grounds of a, I don't know, sort of like a festival. They were putting together a big stage, and there are all these people there. You know, it was like, you know, musical equipment and PA equipment on the stage, and there was a big stack amp, and I saw this white guitar. It was an electric guitar. So, of course, I go over and I start playing it, and it was pretty cool. So I didn't want to be on stage, so I put it down. This guy starts playing, and, you know. So he's playing guitar, and I'll skip some stuff. But while he was playing guitar, this is where I start to forget what happened, but I looked over, and I was talking to somebody who was kind of represented by my earthly father, even though I didn't see him. That's what it felt like. So I'm talking to him. I think I was talking to him about the day of the festival. And while I looked over, I saw two brown winged sort of cockroaches, kind of like the big, you know, crazy looking cockroaches they have in Japan and places like that. Anyways, so I kind of forget the rest, but I was wondering if somebody could help me out. You got any ideas?
Let me unmute Grandma. I don't, but I bet somebody does.
Yeah, it's a weird dream. I wish I could remember the rest.
I'm not getting anything.
Log in your dream when you said it. I missed the part. So after you saw the pennies with the thing, then what was the next step? Then you went to the festival, or what was the deal with
Well,
that?
It was like I was standing in the same place in my apartment's not that big. So I'm standing in the same place, and it becomes like the grounds of the festival. And it's today, and everybody's preparing for it. I see all these guys putting up speakers and, you know, just stage area and just different stuff. So it wasn't like I left.
Yeah.
I just was walking around in the
same. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you said that the first thing you did was you saw a note or something, and there was two pennies on the back, right? There was a note about the children's festival. Well, the children's festival, the Lord told me, is we're all God's children. So the children's festival is heaven. That in the back of it, you got two pennies. Those are your tickets. You always need a ticket access. In other words, Lord saying, here's your pass to heaven. You've got access to it. God often operates through things like that and dreams and stuff. And then the fact that it appeared where you were, where you didn't have to go anywhere, was because that's what's going to happen. It's like the Lord is saying, you know, be ready for the rapture, you know, for heaven, because it can happen as fast as today, right now. And you don't have to go anywhere. You'll just be there. And when you're there, it will be like a circus. It'll be like all these interesting people and things to do and fun things, and your hobbies and interests and everything you love to do will be there, and it'll be very exciting and interesting and stimulating to the senses is basically what he's saying. So that's what the Lord showed us about that. Basically, it's a heaven dream. It's mostly about our rapture, soon rapture, and your ticket to the rapture.
Okay. I guess I still have a couple of questions.
Yes.
What's the deal with the roaches?
So you didn't explain enough about those roaches. So you looked around and you saw them, or?
Yeah, well, I was on stage, kind of like after I passed off the guitar to the next guy and he starts playing and doing what he does. I was talking to somebody off stage, you know, we were talking about the day of the whole festival. And then I saw the roaches, and I didn't feel good about them. I kind of felt like, whoa, what's, you know.
Where did you see the roaches?
They were off, like, away from the stage, kind of like, kind of out there, just, you know, in the, I don't know, it was weird
distance?
Because, yeah,
were they in the distance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, seeing evil in the distance means it's like, here's heaven, you know, in the distance, there's trouble out there. You know, this is basically the only thing the Lord just told me just now. It's like, you know, heaven is here now, but we always have to be careful for things in the distance that can stop us from entering heaven, that kind of thing. There's always trouble surrounding. It's like on earth, we have heavenly bodies, but we have danger surrounding us. Lord, always, those are always warning signs to be careful, you know, basically. That's what the Lord just told me. I wish you knew the rest of the dream, because it would be really good to keep going with it, you know.
Yeah, I wish I knew the dream that happened that I woke up from, you know, within the dream.
Yeah, within the dream.
And
then
the
yeah, that
after.
Would be really cool. Yeah. But, it's very exciting, though. I'd love to hear about the children and the festival, because like the Lord said, we're all his children, and that's what it's a festival. It's going to be so exciting. I get so excited when you say, usually when I get hear dreams, I listen to them, and then I just say, Lord, tell me what they mean, and then out of the blue, he says it, and then that's it. You know, he usually shows me visions and things about it, ideas and concepts and stuff. But, yeah, the Children's Festival, which is where we're headed, you know, and the fact that we're ready and prepared for it is so exciting, so exciting. So any more of your dreams or stuff, you feel free to share, because that's really encouraging. Thanks, Vlog.
Cool. Thanks.
You mentioned guitar. Like, are you into like the guitars like Luco is?
Yeah. I'm a little bit weird, but yeah. So yeah.
Electric guitars, and you do it for fun or something? How come you don't you play like he does on? I mean, you can play and record it for our RCC church songs as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit apprehensive. You know, it's not my, I don't know. I'm not like a, what's the word? I'm more of a background kind of person, so that's cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like a way back.
yeah.
Background person. So.
Yeah, I understand that. It's your personality. Go ahead, Judy.
Oh, no, nothing.
But Blah is very good at the guitar. I heard it. You're very good, Blah.
Oh, thanks. Was that a horse? I heard horses galloping.
Yeah, I heard him.
That was a joke. I think
deep,
it's
my geek galloping to work.
Okay. Thank you, Keith. I was curious if anybody had any ideas, so, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you know, and I know that you're, like, with your personality, you do hold back, and kind of, or you kind of sit in the back and kind of let other people do their thing in life and stuff, but, you know, you're always interested in the one thing the Lord tells me is that you're always interested in mysteries and things of that nature, you know, and so he told me he's going to reveal these different mysteries to you. So I always ask God to give you, before you go to bed, ask him for dreams, or when you're awake, ask him for visions on the mysteries of God. Because I just see that prophetic gift in you. You have a calling to explain the mysteries of God, and that's what the Lord tells me. So feel free to ask him that, and then always share those things with us. We'd love to hear about that stuff.
Cool.
Amen.
Thanks. Well, we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Hey, wait.
What's up, Judy?
I was wondering, could you do a scripture flip for us, please?
A scripture flip.
Need the word of God on. It's out of control. These shady characters. We need to get the word of God on here.
I'm trying to think of a shady character. So I'm supposed to think of somebody just like, eh. Well, I don't know about shady characters, but I can tell you last night, speaking of shady characters, or like maybe I should say today, one of the questions I've always got is, since we're spirit, you know, or, you know, the real us, and since he's spirit, can we see the Holy Spirit? And so, you know how I said there was a man walking around in the dream? Or that caused me to wake up and led me to the door? I believe he was the Holy Spirit. So that's my shady character reference. And of course, you had, you know, the Father and Jesus in that one dream where they were shopping guitars that I had. So they were being shady that day. Anyway, that's it.
Am I unmuted or am I still muted?
No, you're not.
You're all
muted.
Yeah, Brian.
Well, I left and I called back in, but I didn't hear the unmuted thing. So.
Remember, Blog, I told you how God said you deal with, like, mysteries? Like, that's exactly what he's talking about, how you're curious whether, you know, we could see the Holy Spirit. Those are, like, mysteries and things that you should keep asking God for, and then you can share them with us. Hmm. You know.
Hello, Luco.
Luco, you're on.
Hello there. I don't have anything to say. I just didn't know if I was muted or not. So carry on.
Okay. Well, that was my mystery and shady reference. You know, there's a pretty much a, you know, there's an endless list of shady people in the Bible. So, yeah. Just, you know, open it up and you'll find a whole bunch of them. So.
Scandalous people.
Did you get a scripture flip for us?
Oh, me? No, I didn't get one. Scripture flip.
Can you get a Bible and do that? I mean, you can literally just flip it or give us one that you would like, that you like. You know, it'd just be kind of cool. But, Luco, if you're on the line, were you needing to say finish something, Luco?
No, I dropped my call. For a second, I called back in. I just didn't know if I was muted or not.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really have anything to say. I was just curious.
Well, Luco's not very good at scripture flip. I bet Law's good at it. Luco always opens.
Dude, I get like, I freak myself out with scripture flip because I get so many freaky messages. I'm like, is that actually God saying that to me? Dude, what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm. You're fine, Luco.
I'm not even kidding, though.
Blog likes to play guitar, Luco like you as well.
Law, you play guitar? I mean, like 80s music guitar?
I play a lot of stuff, but yeah, you know, you name it. So
you like to like join our worship team. Send me the links and I'll put it on the air.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know about this scripture flip deal. Maybe I'll have to like keep listening and get a good example.
It makes me feel like I'm in December if I do scripture flips.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, blah. Just open up your Bible and then, like, just bam. And then see where it lands.
I just got a flat tire on the side of the road, everyone. Woohoo!
Dude, let's pray that her tire gets healed.
Yeah, pray that my tire gets healed. If I'm sitting on the side of the road,
I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. Just, like, pray that she'll be able to drive.
What's wrong with this? On the tire?
It just went flat. I'm, like, all of a sudden pulling in my car, and then I heard blah, 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 blah. So I'm outside the road now.
That was the horses that I heard.
Yeah, what the horses?
No, it sounded like...
Dude, no, I'm just kidding. All the horses. Hey, on this show, dude, I believe anything if someone says something, because I've actually heard farting and clapping, so...
Horses are pretty normal then to hear.
I heard a dragon. No, just kidding.
I don't know. I'll have to pass the baton to somebody. So
I'll do a Bible flip if you guys want me to.
Yes.
And like I said, if you want me to.
Yes.
I'm promising
much.
Well,
before
you
do that.
All right, I'll do a Bible flip. Okay.
So before you do that, ask Blah a question.
Blah. Wait, what do you want me to ask him?
Anything.
Like, any question?
We want to keep him on the line.
Hey, Blah, what's your favorite color?
I do not have a favorite color.
What kind of guitar do you have?
Several guitars.
Do you have like any like Gibsons or Fenders or anything like that?
I have both. I've got a 41 L7, and I also have a...
I like how he says both. I'm jealous now.
They're different things, so yeah, you gotta have both, I guess. Well, you don't have to, but you know, anyway.
I dare you to smash one of them. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Don't smash.
Hey, I already offered to fix your Les Paul for you if you wanted, but you said it was unfixable. But we
it
do
is
that.
Unfixable.
Anyways, yeah. I have
both. No, honestly, it's like if I knew we were gonna be here this long, I probably would have waited on the smashing, but I guess God wanted out of the way early, so.
Yeah.
But, oh,
yeah.
Well. Just like Judy's Carol's bike. On. She got rid of those forever ago.
Whoa, Carol's on?
Yeah, maybe Carol.
Carol
has
Carol.
A question for Bob. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Judy.
We're just going to interview Blah.
Hi, my precious. Precious.
He is precious. He's my precious boo-boo. And he's more precious than your boo-boo. Because he's my precious boo-boo.
I'm interviewing you. You need to,
yes,
are you ready? Okay. So do you have any previous experience with this type of work?
Yeah, I think it... I've got a really detailed history, but unfortunately I seem to have amnesia. Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. I believe you did a lot.
I did a whole lot. It was before I actually came down to Earth, though. So,
yeah. Oh, okay.
We're all little bitty lights in God's hand, and then he's like, you know, then he sent us down here. But I have trouble remembering that far. So, anyway.
Oh. Yeah, I understand. No, but, like, seriously, though, I'm still going to interview you. Okay. How retarded do you think you are?
Finish that question, and then Carol's going to tell us about some cool blood moons, but yeah, ask him another one.
Oh,
go
no,
ahead.
Carol, take it away. I was just wasting time on Blah so he wouldn't hang up.
Carol, before you start, Carol,
uh-huh.
You ask Blah a question so we can enjoy
yes.
Him for a few more minutes.
Okay. Blah, I do have, when I was listening to your dream, what kind of came to me is that the stage, oh, there goes my dog now. What came to me about your dream is you were entertaining us in heaven on the stage with your guitars and all. And the cockroaches, the roaches that you saw were on the earth, and this period of time is the tribulation period. So while we're in heaven being entertained by you, we're also seeing what's going on in the earth, and the earth is filled with the roaches.
Yeah,
and
I actually posed that question to somebody else I was talking to on that, where I kind of played with the idea in my head that the cockroaches were the AC and the false pope, but anyways, I wasn't too sure.
Well, if you only saw two of them, that's pretty much confirmation. If you saw more than two, then it's the whole kin caboodle of the fallen angels and the Nephilim and all that garbage.
Sounds right.
How about that? Right. Okay. So
Thanks, Carol.
You're very welcome. Going back to the blood moons, you know, everybody right now is on board. Everywhere you, if you just Google it, you know, both the secular world, the Christian world, everybody's talking about the four blood moons. Now, what excites me about, you know, having everybody hear about the four blood moons is that we are really, you know, on the cusp now. And we know it. We're the RCC. We're the rapture-centric retards. We've been retarded for the Lord to return for years. You know, he's just speeding things up now for us. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that do an excellent job of explaining the four blood moons, especially John Hagee. He's, I think, the best in explaining it because he's very meticulous and thorough. And he's got such a dynamic voice, right? He's got this booming voice that, you know, he captures everybody's attention. Now, he's been talking about the four blood moons for a while, and for those who don't really understand the prophetic meaning of the four blood moons, let me give you a little bit of a description, okay? The Lord has given us signs in the heavens since He created Adam and Eve. That's one of the first scriptures. He created the sun and the moon for a sign for seasons, and we're in the season. All right. Then we know all the, you know, there's so many scriptures pertaining to the four blood, to the moon, and the moons are for a sign. Okay. So now, what happened in 1492 is we know that Christopher Columbus discovered America. Well, in 1493, Spain, who was a very Catholic, it was a very strong Catholic state, was persecuting the Jews because they were not converting to Catholicism. But because Columbus discovered America, the Jews had a way to escape. And so their escape from the persecution was coming to America. Now, that year, 1493 and 1494, four blood moons, four lunar eclipses took place. And each lunar eclipse, what is very astonishing about the lunar eclipses, is that these, whenever there's been these tetrads, that's what a four blood moon event is called, a tetrad, it falls right on the Feast of Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, on the nose. Feast of Passover, Feast of Tabernacles, and it pertains to Israel, pertains to the Jews. The next time there was another set of four blood moons was in 1948. What happened in 1948? Israel became a nation. Right after it became a nation in 1949 and 1950, same thing happened. A set of four blood moons right on Passover and Feast of Tabernacles, which is in October. Passover and Feast of Tabernacles, right on the dot, okay? The next time there was another set of four blood moons was in 1967, when Israel was surrounded by her enemies and were attacking her, but there was that six-day war where God intervened, and the reward was that Jerusalem became their capital again. Because even though Israel had become a nation in 1948, Jerusalem was not their capital. Jerusalem was controlled by Jordan. But in 1967, that changed. All right? So now, you know, both NASA and, of course, the Word of God talks about the lunar eclipses, the blood moon. And on April 15th, this year, we're having another set. Another set begins with the four blood moons. On April 15th will be the first lunar eclipse on Passover, and then again there will be another one in October in on the Feast of Tabernacles. Next year, in 2015, we'll have another one on Passover, and again on Feast of Tabernacles. Now, next year, in March, there's also going to be a solar eclipse. All right? Now, the solar eclipses pertain to the Gentiles. Right? Now, hold that thought for a second, because I also want to just mention that after these four blood moons, based on NASA's calculations and, you know, their other figuring out, there will not be another set of four blood moons for 600 years. So why is all that important to us? Because this is God's sign telling us, we're out of here. I'm coming to get you. This is what's so exciting for us, you see? Mm-hmm. All right, now, the solar eclipses pertain to the Gentile nations. Now, John Hagee explained very well today, and if anybody wants to, you know, he's all over TV, you know, on all the Christian stations, and he's sitting in his office, and he's going over the four blood moons again, but he's like, you know, he's got this fire on him, and he wants everybody's undivided attention. And I'm telling you, I cannot, unless you see him, unless you see the video on TV, I cannot tell you with my words how he is biting his tongue from telling us the Lord is coming before April 15th. He can't bring himself to say it, but that's what he's saying. So here's the next caveat. I was telling you about the solar eclipses, right? The solar eclipses that we're going to have, in the solar eclipse that is going to appear in March, okay, has to do with the nations. Now, isn't it interesting that in 2001, on 9/11, we had a solar eclipse that year, and that was the year that the United States, their power came tumbling down because of the attacks on the towers, right? In 2008. There was another solar eclipse that year, and in that year, the stock market crashed. Right? It was brought down. So the question is, to the nations, what is going to happen in March of 2015? Will there be a nuclear war, maybe coupled with the crash of the stock market? So this is all for the nations. The blood moons, the lunar eclipses, are for they're all for Israel. They're signs for Israel. Every time there was a lunar eclipse in that tetrad, something big happened to Israel. Israel escaped Spain's persecution in 1493. In 1948. When there was another set of right before the lunar eclipses, the set of lunar eclipses, Israel became a nation. In 1967, there was another set of lunar eclipses. Jerusalem became the capital, and now we're having another set of lunar eclipses beginning on April 15th, Passover. And each of these lunar eclipses, these tetrads, they always happen on Passover, and then on Feast of Tabernacles. They pertain to Israel. So something big could very well happen on April 15th. Now, Revelation chapter 6, verse 12, in a nutshell, says when there's a lunar eclipse, the blood moon, there's a mega earthquake. Well, look at all the earthquakes we've been having, right? So this is exciting for us. This is all, I'm just sharing, it may not be revelation news to any of us, but this is just a word of encouragement to all of us, just to get us a little bit more excited that the Lord is really speaking, not only to the RCC, But he's speaking to the church. He's speaking to the world. He's warning them. He's warning them. So this is, you know, when I see that the secular world is talking about the lunar eclipses coupled with earthquakes and how something big is going to happen, and then the church is talking about, you know, the lunar eclipses pertaining to Israel, and that everybody's on board. That's something really big. This is just not another, you know, Maya calendar day that, you know, oh, something's going to happen on 2012 or what is it, 1221, 12. You know, this is not any of that. This is straight from the Word of God telling us. So we should really, really, really be super, 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 super excited. I know I am. I know you guys are too. I just hope that what I just shared with you just, you know, put a little fan the flame in your butt with excitement.
Thank you, sweetie. Oh, Carol, you're precious.
Oh, well, that's because I have a precious Lord.
Oh, yes. He's my love. He's my love. He's your precious. I call him my beautiful human God. Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All yes,
right.
It makes
well,
us all excited. It is. We should be excited. Because if it's going to not happen for another 600 years, wow, you know, it's now.
Exactly.
It's now. It's now.
It's now. It's now. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's now.
Exactly.
We don't have to wait 600 years. We're not even going to be here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that solar eclipse has nothing to do with us because we're out of here.
Yeah.
But if in 20, well, we're going to be out of here, right? Okay. March of 2015, there's a solar eclipse which pertains to the nations. And every time there's been a solar eclipse, something major has happened to the nation. And the last couple of ones were big ones for the United States. They really hit the United States hard. You know, 9/11 and then the stock market crash of 2008. So, you know, that's confirming to us we're out of here. We're out of here. We're out of here.
Amen.
We should be jumping for joy. We should be jumping up and down.
Amen.
So,
thank you, sweetie.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay.
Oh, wow. Thank
Carry
you,
on.
Love.
Wait a minute, Carol. You're not leaving,
yes.
Carol.
Oh.
Not leaving. No, you're blessing us. But in the chat room is more. We're wanting more. Tell us more. There's more out of this reservoir of Carol. So share some more, please.
Oh, there's some more? Oh, dear Lord. What? Oh. I keep hearing my kitty, but I think my kitty is in the garage. I think I closed the garage door on him. Okay, let me see. Yep, there he was. Can you all hear him?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit. What else is there? Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord. The anointing. here's something. We all, and I know we are, but the Holy Spirit has been impressing on me to stay in the presence of God. We really, really need to learn to walk in His presence. And by that, I mean right now, many of us are being attacked. We don't talk about it. We don't talk too much about the attacks because, you know what, love covers it all. That's one of the reasons the RCC is a great place of fellowship for everyone. We're all so united because we love being in the chat room and on the phone and acting silly and crazy.
because this is how the Lord removes those attacks from us, where there's unity in numbers. And even though it's not, the RCC is a it's a very blessed and holy church, it's not huge, you know, in terms of what the world considers mega churches, right? It's just a bunch of people that the Lord put together from all walks of life, from all over the world, all different ages, you know, all different mm-hmm. backgrounds, and here we are. The only thing we have in common is, you know, our connection to Christ and to the rapture, to his return. You talk to a bunch of Christians that we all love. We all love believers. We love the non-believers. But they don't want to, you know, they don't want to talk about the rapture. They don't want to talk about the Lord's return. Oh, he's coming, but either they're consumed with you know, their stuff, they're consumed with the world, or they're just consumed with you know, well, there's too much work that has to be done for the Lord, and you know, he can't come until, you know, there's all this work that is done. Well, the work is never going to be finished, in the sense. There's all, you know, when people say to me, oh, there's still so many too many people that need to be saved. There's always going to be people that need to be saved. You know, it doesn't matter if the Lord comes now or the Lord comes in 100 years to them. There's always going to be people that need to be saved, because every day of a child is born. And that's so you know, you may as well just get over it and just fall in love with him. And as I've told some of my friends, look, when you're in love with you meet your bridegroom, an earthly bridegroom, a guy, or to the guys of a woman, you meet the love of your life, and you connect, and you say, wow, we're so connected, let's get married. So they're not going to stop and say, well, okay, we really are connected, but let's wait until, you know, until we're more mature. Let's wait until we have all our life organized. We have everything, you know. I mean, some people can do that. But by and large, when two people, you know for sure they're meant for each other, they want to get married and start their life. And you can't wait to be married. You're excited. You love that person, and that person loves you, and you want to be married. You can't wait. And that should be our relationship with our Lord, with our precious Jesus, with our precious boo-boo, that we want to get married right now. We can't wait. That should be our attitude. And the RCC Church has that attitude. And that's why the Lord is so excited for us. And he does sort of test us. Do you really love me? So even though I say I'm coming right now, to him there's no time. To us, we're bound by time. If he told us 2013, he knows 2013 is the year, but he's without time. For us, it's time, but for him, there's no time. So when he said, I'm coming now, he meant it. Because in heaven, there is no time as we know it. See? And so he's really, really, maturing us. You know, look, I told you that I'm coming for you, and I am coming for you. Do you really, really love me? Do you really, really love me? Yes, Lord, we really, really love you.
you know, we want you to come now. So going back to being in his presence, all right, what the Holy Spirit instilled in me is when we walk in his presence, we're not bothered by the stuff around us. When we take our eyes off him and we're not in his presence, then we get all flustered. Oh, how am I going to pay my bills? Oh, you know, my body still still continues to ache. And you start focusing on all those things. But when you're in him, you don't focus on those things. You're not even focused on him. You're in his presence, and that being in his presence is the focus. It's like, you know, it's like when Judy especially says, "Boy, I'm hammered." Well, when she's hammered, you know, I immediately know she's just in the presence of the Lord. You know, and I know, because I know I'm in the presence of the Lord. I know how it is to be hammered and to be under the anointing. And when we're under the anointing and we're in his presence, it's no longer us that are speaking. It is he that speaks through us. And when he speaks through us, people have our undivided attention. And that's why the church as a whole has been such a failure to the world. The church with all their pulpits, you know, I'm talking about the organized church. The organized church with all their pulpits, you know, they've become a stumbling block to the world, because they have never been able to bring in people into the true presence of God. You know, they just bring them into the you know, building, the four walls. And, you know, when we think of what the Word tells us, Jesus tells us, you are kings and priests. What king is a peasant? What king is a peasant? So we're about to enter into our position of being real kings and priests. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Thank you, honey.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, honey. Amen.
Did I
Thank
put you.
You
to sleep, Judy? Is Judy asleep?
Sorry, I have my phone on mute. I'm sitting here saying wonderful, wonderful. My phone's on mute.
I thought I pulled an Apostle Paul on you, Judy, when he was preaching one day. Did you ever read that in the Book of Acts? He's preaching, and he was going on and on and on and on and on, and he put this little boy asleep. He put this little boy asleep who was on a windowsill, and the little boy fell from the window, and he had to run down, you know. And the boy was, we don't know for sure if he was really dead, but he appeared to be dead because he fell from the window like three stories or four stories high, you know. Paul, by the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit, was able to raise him up. But when I read that made me laugh, because Paul, such a man of God, right? He put the little boy to sleep, and I thought, oh, did I do that to you guys?
No, so, we're wide awake, honey, and very appreciative. Thank you, sweetie.
So, you know, we're...
I think Pat was sleeping. I heard her sleeping.
No, not at
crying.
All.
I think she was crying. She was crying. Here's the Kleenex, Pat. It's all right, honey.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. No, that was excellent, Carol.
It was beautiful. I was
right
actually,
on, honey.
Pat was crying.
I had my phone
no,
on.
No, I'm not.
And I was while I was in the chat room, it's saying they want me to share something. 3 minutes left. What do you want me to share about my bed shaking or what? Okay. Yeah, so you guys know that God has been shaking my bed
for
a while.
Yeah, share about the bed station. Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone just loves hearing about it. I've gotten so used to it. but he quit doing it for a good few weeks, and then a really substantial shaking, harder than it's ever been. happened. Wow. I think it was or less. And it was just, it was, I wasn't even asleep yet, you know, so wow. And I'm so comfortable with it that I just, you know, I fall asleep to it shaking. And this one didn't stop. This one just kept going and going and going. So, I thought saying he's shaking things up. I don't think it was the earthquake. It's different than the earthquake. I did feel the earthquake yesterday. I think I was on in the chat room or something when I told people I felt it. I'm losing track of the days. If it was yesterday, it was yesterday. Because that's when the Oregon one was. So, but anyway, you guys, God is shaking things up. It's exciting, and I guess people wanted me to talk about that. That's about it. And
Judy, that's just more confirmation about the earthquakes coming. Even the Lord put that. He even allowed you to experience your your bed shaking, which is on the earth, right? Okay, because that is his timing. He's telling us, you know what? I am shaking the earth. And Judy, just as a reminder, the Lord is saying, I'm shaking your bed to remind you that I'm about to shake the entire earth. See, the scripture in Revelation 6:12 talks about the earth quaking, the entire earth quaking. On Passover, well, on the lunar eclipse, it doesn't really say Passover, but the first lunar eclipse of the set of the four tetrads is on Passover on April 15th. And I believe the whole earth is going to shake on that day because of where we are. If it doesn't, it might be, between then and the end of the month. But I think we're going to, I really believe we're going to be out, and it's a matter of faith and love. Faith that we're out and love Jesus, love the saints, because we're leaving.
Yes. Wait, Spirit, we have seconds left. The Spirit and the Bride say,
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come,
Lord
Jesus.
Come today.
Come and
praise
get us.
God. Come get us, Lord. We're
praise
ready.
Praise you, Lord. We're ready.
Praise you, Lord. We're ready, ready, ready. Rapture us now. Rapture us now.
Ready,
Lord.
Ready, ready.
Pick us up.
Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
Amen.
Love you, Pat.
Love you, guys. Love everybody.
Tana, love you, Luco. Love you, Blah. Love you, Joe.
Love you, everyone. Love all you guys.
Love you, Pat.
Love you, sweethearts. Well, every one of you.
Amen.
Love you,
Amen.
Judy. Love you, Leah.
Love you.
Love you, Roman, in the chat room.
Yep.
Love you all. Love you all in chat, on the line.
We love all the bride out there that's listening and chatting.